Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. In 1968 through 1973, there was the Minnesota Coronary Experiment, and the goal of this was to determine, basically what diet was better for heart health, They went in, unfortunately, with a preconceived notion that that by reducing saturated fat, they would actually improve heart health and reduce coronary disease and be healthier and that kind of thing. That was their preconceived notion when they went into it. And so this experiment was actually run in state mental hospitals and in a nursing home, and so they could control pretty accurately what people ate. And they could actually assign people different diets, but they could say, that's the other thing with any of these studies, right? You want to do like a blinded controlled trial or whatever, and it's kind of hard to do with humans, especially when it comes to dietary preferences. But in an environment like a state hospital, you can actually document what people ate and see what people ate and that kind of thing, and determine all kinds of stuff. It's a kind of experiment. I don't know that anybody would do that today. It'd be very difficult, I think, to actually pull off such an experiment, but they went in with the idea that hey, saturated fat is bad. Let's prove that. And it turns out that after they went through this experiment, that wasn't what it proved at all. In fact, it was kind of the exact opposite. So maybe it reduced cholesterol to maybe eat less saturated fat, but that actually decreases your all-cause mortality. There we go. What does that mean, right? So if you're measuring all-cause mortality, it means that any reason you might die. So even if I reduce the risk of dying by one thing, if my all-cause mortality doesn't also decrease, then I haven't really reduced my risk of dying. I'm just increasing my risk of dying of something else. When they published some paper in 1989, which basically said, well, there's really no difference and whatever. So the government spent all this money on the study, and because it didn't prove what they wanted, they didn't publish the results. And so, and it actually, again, it kind of proved the opposite of the point that they went into it with, and unfortunately this happens a lot in science. People come in and ask a question and with a preconceived notion of what the answer might be. And if the answer that they get in the experiment doesn't prove what they, what their preconceived notion was, they throw it out and they don't bother publishing the data, whereas that data might actually be very useful in trying to come to the truth. Unfortunately, this whole reduction of saturated fat in the diet through, having less, animal fat and more vegetable fat in your diet. Well, this unfortunately went into the dietary guidelines that came out in 1980 that caused an obesity epidemic worldwide, because the rest of industry sort of went along with it, but if you look at the science that backs up the recommendations in these guidelines, it's pretty weak at best, and the stronger science looks like it's on the side of eating more animal products. Now, again, if you don't want to eat animals, that's fine, but I think some of the foods that have come out since then, right? So a lot of the Franken foods and everything, I don't think that's been all that great, right? And whether you choose to eat mostly plants or mostly animals, I think a lot of people can agree that maybe eating Franken foods not such a great idea. So eating more real food, I think it's amazing that people have people found this data from 40 plus years ago they found it in a basement somewhere, then they had to go through all this work to get the data, because some of the data was on punch cards and some of it was on like tapes. Think about the state of the art of computers in the late 60s and early 70s, right? Getting all that data into a readable format was probably a fair amount of work, so it's amazing that the data was kept. Thankfully the data was kept, but unfortunately it came out 40 years too late, and I think we've done a bad experiment on the the American public. And unfortunately, a lot of other people adopt our guidelines and, you know, they're starting to experience the same bad results as a result. So, this happens in many branches of science. Unfortunately, there's a, you know, again, you go in with a preconceived notion and, you know, the experiment doesn't, confirm your bias, then, you throw the experiment out rather than ask, maybe I asked the wrong question. That's always something that one, you know, I wonder about scientists. It's like, aren't they curious? You know, they're getting the wrong answer, you know, and they think they know the answer and they find out that they're wrong. Maybe they're asking the wrong question. That needs to, you know, but, you know, I guess there's so much money in the status quo that you can't afford to go against it, I guess. So, but anyway, this is, we're finding out more data, I guess, about, what's been behind the, our dietary guidelines and why we're all getting fat. And we definitely need to make a change. And that's, you know, certainly I've made my own change. I'm not waiting for the government to change the dietary guidelines. I've made my own changes and I encourage everybody to do the same, right? You don't need to wait for the official guidelines to change, do what works. And just start. I mean, whatever it is you're doing, try to make a positive change. If you wait for the dietary guidelines to change, there's going to be a lot more dead people, I think, before the dietary guidelines ever change. So if you want to have a better life, you got to take it into your own hands.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.